Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts. Now, here's Sandy Mosier with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources Garden Center, just north of the Woodlands, Texas.
All right. Good morning. Sandy's not here today. My name is Chad Stevens. I'm along with John Ferguson. Hi, John.
Good morning, Chad. How you doing, sir?
Hey, doing great. Man, what a time to be up in the morning when it's cool outside.
Amen on that.
And there's people like having their morning cup of coffee, John, like we are, and thinking about getting out there and doing some lawn work or working in their garden. And you got to do it early because, wow, 100 degrees for the past couple of weeks even. How does that affect some of the lawns that you see? I mean, I know there's people out there with brown lawns and dried up lawns. And
yeah, it causes a lot of problems.
Man, we're going to get into that this morning. But let me give you the phone number so you can call early with your questions. 281-833-3333. Call from wherever you're listening from. You could be listening online. You could be listening on Sports Radio 610, like a lot of people are in their cars. And we want you to call with any kind of question. It doesn't matter if it's been asked 100 times, because it could be the first time you've ever listened to the show. And we're glad you're here. Home Show Garden Pros is a mixture of, we have four outstanding garden centers. Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens. These nurseries have pretty much been around for a long time, and they know what they're doing. Plants for All Seasons, over 249 and 249 in Tomball. Enchanted Forest and Garden with the Lenderman Brothers. They're going to be here next week, one of them. They can't decide who's going to go fishing, so we haven't found out which one's going to be here yet. And, of course, John, with Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center up just south of Conroe, north of the Woodlands. 1484, is it?
1484.
I was off by 20. So stop in at any one of these four, and if you have a question, well, they will take care of it because they've done it their entire life. So again, 281-833-3333. Call in if you've got a question about brown grass and maybe your trees. You're worried about them because trees are in most people's lawns. You have to have two of them, according to the HOA. You got to have two. Fortunately for us, one of them died, and we only have one now. But the best thing you can do, John, for your lawn in this 100-degree heat?
Cut it tall, 4 inches plus.
4 inches.
That way it shades the soil surface. If the soil temperature starts getting above 75, 80 degrees, almost every drop of water goes to cool the plant, not to help it grow and be healthy.
Oh, so if you water in the morning, though, if you're watering in the morning, which is when you're supposed to do
correct
it, from what I understand, is it cooling the grass, or is it feeding it then, or is it
it's feeding it both.
Okay.
But when you cut it short, the sun goes down there and heats up the soil, so that water's being wasted. The plant's using it rather from growth or root development. It's using it to cool itself.
Ah, I see.
So it's not being pretty for you.
Right, right.
And it
right
browns up.
Well, what if you just saturate it? Like a lot, we got a neighbor, Eduardo. I know he's not listening because he's a young guy. He doesn't know. He just leaves his sprinkler going almost all day.
That will hurt you because, particularly if you're on a municipal water supply, we put chemicals in the water, chlorine, chloramine, fluoride, to kill microbes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, many good, healthy soils full of good microbes, and if you water constantly, you kill off the good ones. Mm. It's kind of like when you take antibiotics and you mess up your stomach, you get sick more easy. When you water too much, you kill off the good microbes in the soil.
Even though his grass does look good,
yeah,
the soil's not good.
Probably. And you could set yourself up for chinch bugs, webworms.
Oh, true.
Because the natural immune system, things that may come later.
So it may look good now, But in the long run, it may be weakened for when it gets a little bit tougher out there.
Exactly. Just like when you take an antibiotic and later on you're exposed to a virus, you don't have those beneficial microbes in your stomach to strengthen your immune system.
Ah, good point. Good point. Well, this is Home Show Garden Pros. You can learn a lot about that. If you got a question about, say, your grass or whatever you're doing, you might have some plants outside. You might have a garden. You might be growing something else. You want to know the information, what to put on it, when to put on it. Give us a call, 281-833-3333. Coming back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the grass that's pulling away from the edge of the patio and things like that. That'll be coming up next when we take this short break on Sports Radio 610.
Be a lawn hero with MicroLife fertilizers this summer. Add Hybrid 2005 in the pink bag. It's loaded with rich humates and protects your lawn with 76 species of probiotics. Easy to apply, turns turf grass lush green, and lasts all summer. For trouble spots, use MicroLife Humates Plus in the purple bag to remove salts and toxins, conserve water, and improve your soils and plants. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people. MicroLife fertilizers. Available at all leading garden centers.
Clean, clear water. No scent, no taste. Just crisp refreshment your body craves. City and well water have impurities that smell, taste bitter, spot glasses, and clog your pipes. Worse, it dries out skin and hair. Clean is better. Go clean with a Kinetico water treatment system from Aquatex. Your body will love you for it. Schedule a free Aquatex water analysis online at aquatexwater.com. Go clean. It's what your body craves. aquatexwater.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Hi, this is John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. Come visit our nursery up in the Conroe Woodlands area.
Hi, it's Anita Nelson from Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy.
Connect with Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now at 281-833-3333.
And welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros. Chad Stevens in for Sandy. She's out visiting family and friends. Sitting in here for her, and I appreciate her giving me the time to have the silver microphone. John Ferguson is with us, and he's from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center up in, what is it? Is it Woodlands or is it Conroe?
We're in between.
And I know, you're a tweener, but so I don't know what you call it.
We're in the city limits of Conroe, but we're 1 mile from the north edge of the Woodlands.
Gotcha. Okay, so you're up that way. And I've been there a number of times. And got my pickup loaded up with a shovel full, and I mean one of those big, you know, what do you call it?
Scoops.
Scoops.
Front-end loader.
Yeah, front-end loader scoops, and shoved it in the back and drove it back home and unloaded it on my lawn of your leaf post compost?
Leaf mold compost.
Leaf mold compost, yeah. Ooh, good stuff. Ooh. And consequently, you talked a little bit beforehand, my lawn is looking good. It's, I had some tennis buddies over that young Will here and I play with every once in a while. And we were in the backyard having a cold one after playing. And he goes, "Wow, your backyard, this is so green." I went, "Nature's Way Resources, man." He goes, I said, "I haven't watered it at all." He goes, "What?" I go, "Yeah, no water back there. Whatever the rain drops, you know," which is not much lately, but "I haven't watered it back at all. Looking good."
Yep.
That's the way it works. And, if you want to help with your lawn, here's the place to call, 281-833-3333. Besides lawn, I want to talk real quick about mulch, because a lot of people are doing some lawn work,
mm-hmm.
and they're getting some mulch put on their plants in the front of their house, you know, around in their flower beds and things. And sometimes, my wife included, will get some of this mulch from the guy driving around in a truck.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really good. I don't know whether it's the dyed stuff or the good stuff. How can you tell?
Okay, for the dyed mulches to stick, they have to have raw wood. So they grind up old pallets and stuff, construction wood, whatever. It's raw wood.
Right.
So if you take a particle you think is dye, take a pocket knife, slice it in half. If you see a more blonde color, the white raw wood, you know it's dyed. It's real simple.
That's all I got to do?
That's all you got to do.
Let's see, I'm going to take that little bit of information home with me.
Well, where it's important, Chad, we know in soil science that healthy, fertile soils has 30 carbon atoms to one nitrogen. That raw wood is 500 to 1. So when you put it on your flower bed, the microbes try to break it down. So they suck all the nitrogen and other nutrients out of your soil, stressing your plants. And one of the reasons landscapers like to use it, it makes sick plants so they get to sell you more service.
Oh.
Kind of like the old mechanic that pulled a spark plug a wire off. So
we don't
miss.
Know any of those, John. Come on.
Yeah,
but I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it's a scam. Plus, the carbon black is a known carcinogen, and that's why so many pets and children are getting cancer using that stuff.
Really?
Yep.
So if someone's driving around selling you some mulch, and they sell it relatively cheap, and that's the reason why a lot of people do it, and it looks good.
Yep.
Just take your knife and slice a piece of chunk of wood.
Open and see what it looks like.
Wow.
It's real simple.
Good choice. All right, so we'll know not to do that. Now, what about trees in the front lawn? We already know how to take care of our grass. Now, how do you know when your trees are stressing? I did the lawn last night, cut it up, and I noticed the neighbor's trees have leaves falling in the middle of summer. Is that supposed to happen?
Yeah, it's a self-defense mechanism. If they're not getting the water they require, a lot of time they'll drop their leaves just to kind of slow their metabolism down so they don't need as much.
Okay, so that's a natural thing, but that means they are stressing a little bit.
Could be.
All right.
Yeah, it depends on how old the tree is. You know, a young tree is going to have a shallow root system. You get a 30-year-old tree, it's probably going to be fine.
Yeah, it's got the roots that are going pretty deep.
Pretty deep, and then go down to get that deep water.
Right. Okay, so should we fertilize the trees at this point or not fertilize them or let them go?
You can pretty much let them go. If you're going to fertilize, make sure you use a good organic fertilizer. Like MicroLife, it's the only one I use. That's the only brand I use.
Mm-hmm.
Or sell in my business because it's the best out there.
Yeah, I was fascinated how you when you talk about fertilizer and how people use the synthetic stuff,
mm-hmm.
and you compare it kind of like to a drug junkie.
Yep.
Explain that a little bit.
Well, all the artificial fertilizers are chemically salts. Why do we put salts into canned good, potted meat, jerky? To kill microbes. We know if we want healthy yards and gardens, we need our microbes. That's makes the plants healthy. It helps collect water, collect nutrients. And when you use an artificial, you're putting that salt in there, and you're killing off the good guys. In particular, there's a bacteria called Actinomycetes. This bacteria loves to eat the fungus we call brown patch, Rhizotonia. So if you got this good bacteria, you'd never get brown patch. But the good bacteria controls it's killed by salt.
Ah, so by putting down regular fertilizer.
Artificial fertilizer.
Yeah. Then you're going to be.
You kill off the good guy. Uh-huh. You get disease. Then they want to sell you a fungicide. Healthy soil may have 3,000 or 4,000 species of fungus in a tablespoon.
Wow.
It's kind of like going to a Texas game. You got one criminal, 85,000. Let's kill everybody.
Right.
Well, you kill off all this fungus. Well, fungus breaks down thatch. So without the fungus, you get a thatch buildup. You've made a home for chinch bugs and webworms. Then they say, gee, Mrs. Jones, you need some diazinon, Durisban, or whatever.
Yeah.
And they just keep milking you like a cow.
Gotcha. So, ladies and gentlemen listening, and I know you're all gardeners out there going, well, wait a minute. Is there any time when you have to use some actual chemicals on your lawn or something to quicken the process? And I know we as humans don't want to have radiation,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes we need radiation to kill cancer.
Yep.
So is there something like, when your lawn is sick or something's not working and a quicker fix maybe that is okay to use, let's just say?
Well, not really.
Okay.
Because they have consequences.
Right.
kind of like using the cancer analogy. You might have a cancer on your arm, skin cancer. You could shoot it full of Novocaine where you don't feel it, but it's going to spread and get worse.
Right.
So if we let lawn problems, and most of the problems are symptoms of a soil problem.
So the soil's not healthy, and that's our key to our conversation.
Everything from grass to trees to flowers to roses.
Right.
Getting the soil healthy.
Getting your soil healthy. What it is you put in your body is really what matters. And
exactly.
We don't know whether, you know, that fast food burger is causing cancer or not, but you don't know. But if you put healthy food in your body, chances are you're going to be healthier.
And the same thing on the yards. When you put healthy, good compost, good organic fertilizers, you get a healthier soil, you get healthier plants.
There you go. 281-833-3333. Give us a call. While you're having that coffee and you're trying to figure out what you're going to do next, we've got John Ferguson here to help solve our problems. And if you miss any of the show anytime, you can always listen on podcasts, homeshowradio.com. HomeshowGardenPros.com, sorry. That's Tom's show. HomeshowGardenPros.com. And click on the Listen Now button, and you can hear this show all during the week, next week. Or you can hear the podcasts, and you can go back as many episodes as you want. You can listen to John every time he's been on for the last year. Get the inside information. So give us a call, 281-833-3333. Coming back, we're going to see what we can do as far as planting with some special foods when we continue with Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Your soil is like a rechargeable battery. The better it is, the longer the energy lasts. Landscapers Pride soils and premium mulches are made from locally sourced all-organic materials capable of handling the summer's heat and feeding your plants efficiently. Landscapers Pride's mulches and amendments mixes are blended to help plants thrive in the clay and sandy loam found in southern Texas. It's trusted by garden professionals. So grab a bag of Landscapers Pride at a Garden Pro nursery and recharge. Find a retail location near you at landscaperspride.com.
Bugs hate it. Caterpillars can't eat it. Fungi can't deal with it. It's molasses. Spread your lawn lately? You're listening to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
We have everything you'll need to get through this hot, humid summer. Hi, it's Sherry at Plants for All Seasons. We have all the lawn products that you'll need. If you're not sure what's happening in your yard, bring pictures into the nursery. Our guys will help you figure out the right solution for the issue. Your vegetable gardens are probably bursting at the seams right now with fresh vegetables. They would like nothing more than a drink of compost tea. Fresh every week and available on the weekends. We just got a huge order of amazing succulents in all different varieties, and our greenhouse is loaded. We are open 7 days a week, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our incredible staff is always available to answer all your gardening and lawn questions. You can always find out more by visiting us at plantsforallseasons.com or our Facebook page. We're located at 21328 State Highway 249. And now let's get back to Home Show Garden Pros.
And good morning, Chad Stevens with John Ferguson. Sandy is taking a little mini vacation with her husband to visit some family, and John Ferguson is here. So he's from Nature's Way Resources and Garden Center up north of the Woodlands, south of Conroe. John, we get some emails every once in a while with some questions about, hey, need some help. And I just gave you the picture. Let's do the second one over here. From Josh. He wants to revitalize an arbor vitae. Is that how you say that?
Yeah, arbor vitae.
He sent a picture of one that's, instead of green, it's more of a golden yellow. He says 3 out of the 16 of his look like this picture. Yellowish color. The other 13 are green and doing fine. Do you have any possibility of what could be causing that? Or
need a lot more information to know for sure.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't it look on the right there, you can see that there's a green one possibly over there on the right.
Yeah, around the edge of the picture here.
Yeah, and it could be that, you know, maybe that one's just not getting as much sun as the other one. I don't know, or less sun or more sun.
No, I think it's not a Well, from the photo, it looks like there's plenty of sun. But a lot of times what builders do, if this is a new house, the fence looks new, they leave all the debris from construction, the drywall, the paint, the cement on the ground, and they just bring a cheap fill, the cheapest thing, and cover everything up.
Mm-hmm.
I know in my own yard, I tilled it and hauled off 27 large contractor wheelbarrow loads of debris.
Wow.
That would have caused soil problems for 30 years or more. So I've seen it on many times, people plant something in the area on top of a piece of drywall or paint where they dumped a paint can or something. It'll die there. 10 feet away, there's nothing. It grows fine. That's one possibility.
Good possibility, yeah. Or maybe they treated the lawn or that soil differently than they did the other one.
That's another possibility. We've seen this from weed and feeds. You know, sometimes if you got maybe a stretch of good soil, roots will go further in one direction, maybe even under the fence. If the neighbor used a weed and feed, it could pick it up and get it.
Hmm. Yeah, because he's really close to the fence, and you don't know what his neighbor's putting on his good
dirt.
Correct. Yeah.
But the thing is, you take the limbs and bend it. If they're still flexible, there's
still
a possibility
alive.
It may recover still alive. If it snaps, it's toast.
Gotcha. So do you have any suggestions what maybe he could do?
Well, having a good mulch layer to keep the, but not touching the trunk of the plant to keep that soil cool. Then other than that, if it's well watered, you know, you don't want to overwater, but
right,
and just see what happens.
So just the mulch first, and any kind of microlife or any kind of fertilizer first.
Yeah,
or?
Something too. There could be some spider mites. You know, you can't tell from a picture,
right?
But one of the things that super seaweed from the microlife family,
mm-hmm.
It's very good against spider mites. It's not authorized for that, but it has agriculture molasses in it. And when it, and spider mites eats it, that molasses ferments in their gut and turns into alcohol and kills them from the inside out. I use it on my lantanas like that. It's both curative and preventative.
So the microlife seaweed?
Yeah.
Seaweed.
Super seaweed.
Super seaweed.
So you can spray it down in case there's an insect problem. It won't hurt.
Do you put this in the soil or on top of the plant? Or
On the plant itself. It's a liquid, so
you
take the concentrate, dissolve it in a pump sprayer, and spray it on the plant.
Got it. All right. Well, there you go, Josh. Hope that helps you. We'll email you back the answers that John just gave us, and maybe we can help you out, get that plant of yours or all three of them back to looking good again in your backyard. 281-833-3333. You can give us a call and talk to John, or you can do what Josh did and go to homeshowgardenpros.com, and we've got an Ask a Pro section right there. You can ask a question and send a picture in just like Josh did, and we can help you out. All right, so when putting a new plant in, John, at this time, this with 100-degree heat and everything going on, what do you think the steps are if you just want to, you know, plant? Is it the same as always, or with the heat, should we wait until it cools off a little bit?
Well, you're better off waiting.
Okay.
Because it's more stressful. You're doing the change, taking them out of a container. You definitely don't want to do bare root or small plants. They're more tender. So waiting is the first choice. But if you got to plant something, it's getting too big for its container, you need to take it out, break the roots apart, make sure you dust up the root ball with some mycorrhizal fungi. 90% of all plants on Earth live in symbiotic relation with mycorrhizal, and they protect the plant to help collect water, nutrients, and that gives the plant a better chance of getting established. And once you plant the plant, make sure it's mulched very well to keep that soil temperature down so it doesn't cook the roots. And it needs to be a good quality mulch. And when you put mulch down, it needs to be 2 to 3 inches thick, but never touch the trunk of the plant. That can cause rot.
All right.
So a little air gap. If you go out into a forest, you can see thick mulch layer, and you get up towards the trunk, and all of a sudden you can see the mold growing on the north side of the tree.
Mm-hmm.
And that exposed. There's not going into physics of it, but that needs to be, that flare needs to be exposed.
So that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. It's supposed to be. That's the transition zone between bark that protects the fire, physical damage, and the bark on the roots that takes a moist environment.
So as a side note to what you're talking about, then if you're putting any kind of mulch around your tree, don't put it right up against the tree.
Yeah. It actually, landscapers like to do it because it makes the tree sick.
Oh, again, the tree gets sick, you get another, have to get somebody else to fix the tree.
Yeah, because the bark above ground can't stand that constant moisture. So insects, moles, rats, whatever, get in there and start eating the cambium layers. So it stresses the tree. Maybe it shows up the first year as maybe a fungal problem. Gee, Mrs. Jones, you got a fungal problem. For $300, I'll spray your tree.
Right.
Next year, maybe you have a webworm problem. By the third year, it dies.
Need a whole new tree.
Oh, for $1,000, we'll put you a new tree.
Put a new tree.
It's a scam.
You know what? I really feel sorry for Mrs. Jones. She's always got these problems with these people. But anyway, if you've got any kind of questions, give us a call. John, obviously, has done it all. And if he doesn't have your problem in his back pocket, then he can give you some good suggestions. 281-833-3333. Coming back in just a moment here on Home Show Garden Pros.
Stop root disease before it kills. Pre-treat your plants with Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control. Use as a drench to protect roots from soil diseases and root rot. Organically triggers your plant's immune system, improving nutrient uptake and overall plant health. Use as a foliar spray to control powdery mildew, leaf spots, rust, fire blight, and other diseases. Grab Monterey Lawn and Garden Complete Disease Control at your favorite Garden Pro Nursery, MontereyLawnGarden.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
What needs our attention this summer? Well, our lawns and landscaping need some extra special TLC and protection. This is time to summer fertilize our turf and our ornamentals. We can use MicroLife. MicroLife has a variety of products to help us in our lawns and gardens. The MicroLife Humates Plus in the purple bag, the MicroLife 624, which you've heard us talk about very often, in the green bag, and then we have MicroLife Hybrid. These will last you all summer, and they help with our water conservation, and that is heavy on our minds right now. MicroLife liquids are for all of our outdoor family, and it's inexpensive, and you get a quick result with the MicroLife liquids. They help reduce the stress on our plants and will help our plants survive this summer. It helps us feel good when we help our plants feel good. So the people at MicroLife and I believe in healthy soils, healthy plants, and healthy people. MicroLife products are nutritious for our soils, and they are plant foods for our gardens, flowers, vegetables, and our lawns. They cover it all. Look for MicroLife at your favorite Home Show Garden Pro location. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. MicroLife, making life better.
Thank you, Sandy. Sandy is off with her husband, Charlie, visiting some family. Here on Home Show Garden Pros, Chad Stevens along with John Ferguson. And John, people can call in, talk to you, 281-833-3333. Got any kind of questions? You got any kind of pictures you want to send us? You can do that through the website, homeshowgardenpros.com. My wife just texted me a picture. I showed it to you.
Yep.
We were talking about the mulch, right? And I said, I don't know where our mulch comes from. And that little trick that you said, take a knife, just cut a piece of that up, and you can tell whether it's white inside.
Yep, it's garbage.
Garbage. And there it is. There's the garbage we've been putting on. And honey darling lamb, that's probably why your plants are dying, right?
Well, that raw wood is a 500-to-1 carbon nitrogen or higher. Healthy soil's 30-to-1. So the microbes are going to try to break it down. To do it, they got to suck all the nutrients out of the surrounding soil to right. biodegrade that, which stresses the heck out of your plants.
So you can pile on the microlife, and it's still going to be tough.
Still be tough. Until that breaks down, it may take a couple years before the soil can get healthy again.
Right. So what do you suggest? Is just take all that stuff out?
That's the best way.
That's the best way, and then put some good stuff down.
Yep. Or you could, like I said, put 10 times the amount of microlife down and try to offset some of the negative.
Right.
But it's far more, just cheaper to buy a good mulch in the first
exactly.
place.
Yeah. So there you go. There's the answer to that question. All right. Home Show Garden Pros answering your questions. 281-833-3333. And get in now because I know you're sitting around having some breakfast and you're trying to decide, okay, I want to call these guys. but I want to go check something first. Well, you try next hour, and the phones are going to start to back up, and you're going to be behind a lot of people who are all asking the questions at the same time. And that's why we want to say hello to Karen. Karen's on top of things. Good morning, Karen. You got a question
Good
for John.
Good morning.
Hi.
I've got two questions.
Wonderful.
A large load of mulch was spread around our church about 2 months ago, and it looks like it's the dyed mulch. And other than remove it all, is there something that could be sprayed on it to neutralize the damage it will do?
Yes, Karen. MicroLife makes a product called a hybrid between a synthetic. It has extra nitrogen and stuff. You can put that down at 2 or 3 times the normal application rate, and that'll provide the nitrogen, the primary thing that needs to biodegrade that mulch.
That'll help it.
That'll help it.
Yeah.
And you might have to have extra fertilizer because, like I said, nature, the microbes are going to try to break it down. And until it breaks down, they're sucking all the minerals and nutrients out of the soil.
So if you don't have any plants, John, where that mulch is, it's not the end of the world.
No, it's not the end of the world. The black mulch is carbon black. It's a known carcinogen, so you don't want children or pets playing in it.
Well, that's true, too, yeah. Do you have plants in that area, Karen?
It's everywhere. Around the foundation plantings, it can be pulled back. It has been spread on some flower beds that we have pretty thickly planted, so this is going to help a lot.
Yeah,
I have another question.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
A lot of the plants that we buy now from the stores, they seem to come in a soil that looks like solid peat moss instead of some kind of dirt. I would think that would be too expensive for the commercial growers to use, but that's what it looks like. My neighbor called me over to look at a big, beautiful Boston fern that she bought from, I believe, from a grocery store. And she's had it over a month. She'd been watering it regularly, and it became so lightweight. She's watering it like twice a day. So I took it to repot it, and there wasn't over a teaspoon of dirt in it. Is there something in the industry that the commercial growers are using now that we need to do something differently with the plants that we repot and that we plant in the ground?
Karen, I got to first tell you, John is over here smiling away going, oh, I know what she's talking about, John.
Okay.
Is it sawdust?
Well, possibly. But definitely peat moss is widely used because it's light. And it's fairly inexpensive, so a lot of growers do it. They'll use a liquid fertilizer or maybe even a granular synthetic. It makes plants look good for a while, but it dries out very well. It does not hold nutrients. It does not take care of the beneficial microbes to prevent disease. But because of the particularly, when you go to bigger plants, you know, 3-gallon, 5-gallon size, if you use a real soil, it's heavy. So what they save in labor and trouble moving, that's why they use it, not because it's good for the plant or good for the customer.
Karen, you're so wise to call and ask about that.
I thought peat moss was expensive to be mined. I didn't realize it was cheap.
And there's different grades of peat moss, too. So that's something. It varies, depends on where it comes from.
Well, when we're buying these 4-inch potting plants that have it, when we plant them, do we try to scrape off as much of that as we can when we put them in the ground, or we give them mineralizer? What do we do?
What I do is, you know, I try to break the roots loose, get a comma loose, and shake it. You don't want to do it so vigorously you destroy the fine roots. But when you plant it, just, you know, pack good soil around it, make sure it's mulched, and the roots will hopefully grow into the good soil.
Super. Thank you so much.
Great, Karen. Thanks. Great questions, and thanks for calling.
And the other thing you can do, Karen, is you can take some super seaweed or ocean harvest and kind of water it in with that to put a little extra nutrient in that peat moss ball.
There you go. That's some extra nutrients for the plant zone. And I'm sure this happens at a lot of places. You know, the big industrial guys come by and say, hey, we want to put some mulch down around your church or your building or your office building, whatever, and we'll do it a lot cheaper. So you got to be smart about that. Otherwise, it's going to cost you even more money.
That's the myth. It looks good cheap on the front end, yeah, but you end up spending three or four times more total than buying a good quality.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, we got some more questions for John from Nature's Way Resources coming up when we come back from the break here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Apricot, coral, peach, and pink.
Just a few of their delicious colors.
Blooming again and again.
Now through fall.
Easy growing, sun loving.
Part ground cover, part miniature rosebush.
Drift roses, you'll love them.
Easy to maintain.
For spaces big and small.
Group or mix them with shrubs, perennials.
Just part of what's waiting for you.
At Nelson's Nursery.
And Water Gardens.
NelsonWaterGardens.com.
Helping you grow like a pro.
Just north of I-10 on Katy Fort Bend Road.
How high is your lawn? Give it a summer cut of about 2 inches. It's good for you and the grass. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Hey, this is Joey from Enchanted Nurseries in Richmond. We'll be back to your questions in just a minute. You've been asking for them, and they're finally ready. Vincas, also known as periwinkle, are one of the most heat-tolerant and drought-tolerant annuals for our hot summer months. We carry the Cora series, which is the most disease-resistant variety on the market today. They are available in both mounding and spreading forms and come in lots of bright colors. They're great in full sun pots as well as the garden beds. We've got tons of beautiful caladiums. Caladiums are traditional southern garden plants grown for their unique shape and color of their leaves as well as the versatility in the garden. They come in shades of pink, red, white, and more, with interesting patterns that are fun to blend into your landscape. Try shade varieties under your trees or sun varieties mixed in with your shrubs and perennial borders. They're excellent in pots, too. Come on in to choose from our beautiful varieties. It's time to turn your backyard into a tropical oasis. We have tons of beautiful tropicals to choose from, including mandevillas, hibiscus, and bougainvilleas in nice, bright colors. Come on in and check them out. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Great Woods, Sugar Land, and First Colony. Enchanted Gardens is located on FM 359, convenient to Fulshear, Cinco Ranch, and Richmond. Visit us on our website at myenchanted.com for more info and our future events. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Enchanted Gardens Richmond and Enchanted Forest Richmond. And now back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you, Joey. He'll be here next week, or maybe his brother Danny will be. Depends on who's on the lake fishing, you know,
yep,
what I mean? All right, 281-833-3333. You've got the Home Show Garden Pros. We want you to get your questions in as soon as you can so you're not you don't have to wait too long. And Enchanted Forest, I was going to mention, that's the one that's right in my backyard pretty much. I go there a lot. I've been to all of you guys' places, and they're all fantastic. Like I mentioned, I was up at, you know, Nature's Way. And I got the big shovel full of compost. And we're talking about compost and putting it down in the wintertime, because you mentioned, too, when you put it down like in November, compost your lawn, it's dark, rich, dark brown, chocolate brown, and it helps the soil keep the heat in because the sun hits it. What about in the summertime? Is it better to do that, or is it good to use the Humates Plus? What's the difference between your MicroLife Humates Plus and, you know, a good
Okay, one
compost?
Of the things, compost can in the summertime acts like an insulator, keeping the soil cool so the roots don't bake.
Oh, so it works the same way, but in reverse?
In reverse.
Oh, okay.
So it's benefit. Now, the difference between Humates Plus are a good product. They're a mine product. When we look at organic substances, it's a mix of humic, fulmic, ulmic acids or molecules along with something we call humans. Humates tend to have shorter chain, carbon chains of things, so the microbes can break it down quick, gives you a surge of nutrients and released. Compost has short chain, medium, and long chain. And because of these long-chain molecules take longer to break down, you can get benefits from it 3 years after application, still providing benefits.
So the compost is more of a long-term fix.
Yes, what has the short gives you immediate, medium, and long-term.
Okay, does all of it.
So, and it's also full of microbes, too. You know, an ounce of compost has a trillion microbes, bacteria, fungus, protozoa. I mean, it's full of life.
It's all the good stuff.
Yes. So they're both tools in our toolbox.
Right.
But if you've got a small problem, you need something quick, Humates is just more expensive to use.
Gotcha. So you can use them both if you wanted to as well.
Yeah. If you actually analyzed a cubic yard of compost, it's got 300 pounds of Humates in it.
Oh, okay. There you go. So there's some more questions. If you've got something on your mind, give us a call. 281-833-3333. And so we've covered dyed mulch. And we've covered a lot of the composting with your lawns. And we had Karen. She had a problem with the mulch being put around the bad mulch. My wife goes in that category, bad mulch around the yards. And some of the help that you can do to maybe counter that. And if you're just tuning in, you can hear it all again by tuning in to our podcasts. You can do that. Home Show Radio, homeshowgardenpros.com, or you just hit the Listen Now button. You know, that Listen Now button is really convenient. I don't know if you use it or not, John, but because, you can listen to Sports Radio 610 like a lot of people are doing right now. But if you're out of town or you're out of range or the signal is just sometimes with AM. Now, people have HD radios. You can listen to 100.3 HD2. And listen to Sports Radio 610, and people are going, what's an HD radio? You know, that's always been a big question. Sometimes your new trucks have that. You got a new truck, John. Do you know if you have HD in there?
Yeah, I listen to the classical musical station all the time on HD2.
Well, there you go. So you can listen on HD2, 100.3 HD2. And or you can listen by going to homeshowgardenpros.com. And when you go on your phone, this little green button just floats down. You just hit the Listen Now button. And there we are, right on your phone.
Nice.
People have earbuds, like Will over here. He's listening. I don't know. He's probably listening to some heavy metal while we're doing a show. I don't know what he's doing. And, you're listening to us. Okay, good choice, good choice. Anyway, all kinds of ways you can listen and get caught up on something you might have missed. That's at homeshowgardenpros.com. Otherwise, you can just call 281-833-3333. All right, so... John, you mentioned that you haven't watered your lawn for years because of it's self-sustaining. Is that true?
Up until this year, yes. Hadn't watered since 2011.
Wow. But this is a bad year.
No, this something else happened. I had a new neighbor come in and decided that his yard went all the way through my front yard. I'm on a cul-de-sac lot. He scalped my entire yard last year, cut even down to the runners and bare dirt.
Wow. Those are fighting words right there.
Oh, I got angry.
Yeah, I'll bet.
And then I told him about it, and he did it again. For some reason, he decided his property went all the way up past the mailbox.
Right. I understand.
So I thought this was a good chance to do an experiment to see what happens.
Okay. So you're taking a negative and turning it into a positive.
Right. You know, being a scientist, I like to research stuff. Of course, I had weed problems this year that I haven't had in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some insect problems. I've seen some chinch bugs come into that area. Even though I've recut it and let it regrow back, it just did so much damage, it may take several years for the soil to totally recover from those couple mowings.
Wow. And do you compost every year, or you haven't composted in a while because you've composted?
Used to. I was doing it every other year.
Okay.
I'm in a maintenance mode, no longer in a building mode. When I first started, I did it twice a year, then after a few years, once a year, then every other year.
Got it. So if you have neighbors that like to cut it low, have a nice conversation over a cold something and say, look, in this kind of heat, you've got to have more green than roots because, first of all, my wife says, hey, cut it low so it'll look good. I go, no. It's going to look the same whether it's high or low. It's just relative, you know? I mean, you still got to cut it.
You got to remember that without the grass blade, it can't collect energy.
Right.
Without energy, roots can't go deep.
Yes.
So if you cut it short, you're going to have short roots. And people don't realize that in nature, St. Augustine would be 15 to 18 inches tall. When we cut it 2 inches, we're stressing the heck out of it.
Right.
So never less than 4 inches. Dissecting, University of Florida has done studies. St. Augustine's a hybrid grass between a prairie grass from Africa that can live on 15 inches of rain a year and a Gulf Coast species that can take the rain and the humidity. University of Florida has measured St. Augustine roots going down 12 feet. That's their genetic.
12 feet?
That's their genetic potential.
Wow.
At my farm in LaGrange, we're in severe drought. I've got St. Augustine that has escaped into the pasture, growing fine with zero care, fertilizer, water.
Because the roots are so deep.
Because the roots are so deep.
So the only way to get them that deep is to...
Don't overwater.
Right. Because then they have no place to look. They don't have to look.
Also, the water fills up the pore space, cuts off the oxygen. If oxygen gets below 6 parts per million, roots die.
Oh, there you go. So if you overwater, you're not doing good.
You're shooting yourself in the foot.
Right. Okay. So there you go. And your water bill goes up.
Yep. Plus all the chemicals in the water,
in the water. Right.
Kills off the microbes. So
absolutely.
So basically, if you get up in the morning and the grass looks fine, maybe at the end of the day it's wilted a little bit. As long as it looks fine the next day, don't water.
Don't water.
If you get up and it doesn't recover overnight, then it's time to water.
Some people have some dead spots. We're going to talk about that coming up when we get back here on Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Microlife, all organic biological fertilizers. Healthy soils, healthy plants, healthy people.
For a beautiful lawn and garden with less time and effort, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 281-833-3333.
Welcome back, 281-833-3333. Like the fine man said, Home Show Garden Pros, Chad in for Sandy, along with John Ferguson from Nature's Way Resources. If you got a question, you got to give us a call right now. And it must be me, John, that people aren't calling. It must be. I mean, you're used to hearing Sandy's sweet voice, you know.
There you go.
She is so into it. It's so great to hear her on. And she is just, she's never done radio before. And she gets in here and just listens to people and is fired up because she's getting in. She's getting that bug of, I want to grow something.
Yeah, she's becoming a gardener.
Man, it's a great feeling. If you've never done it or are trying to decide, of course, there's people living in apartments right now going, I can't grow anything because I'm in an apartment. But, you know, you can do some indoor plants and things like that. We've got Richard standing by, wants to find out what's going on. Richard, got a question for John. Good morning.
Yeah, very interesting conversation. I was hearing you. My St. Augustine grass, because of the drought, is turning very brown in some areas. Does that mean that grass is dead, or would it come back once it starts raining, or when I continue to water it, will it come back, or does that mean it's just dead?
Possibly. It could be the runners are still alive. If the runners are still green, it's live and just kind of going dormant to protect itself. What you can do is either some humates or compost in those areas, water it in. You also might be having some chinch bug damage. They like the warm weather. The best way is to take like a coffee can or a can and cut both ends off, put it into the soil, full of water, and see if the insects float up.
Okay, so you take the can, a coffee can you said?
Yeah, coffee can or soup can.
Gotcha.
Cut and both ends to put it into the soil.
Shove it in, fill it with water.
And see if the bugs float up.
The bugs will drown, and they're just trying to get out of there.
Well, they're lighter than the water, so they float.
Oh, okay. All right.
Then you can see if they're there.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I have one other question.
Sure.
When I moved into here, it just moved in here like about a year ago. And the previous owner, when he planted the St. Augustine grass, he did it. He raised the bed too high. It's probably like about 5 inches, and I had to put borders around it to contain it. Is that one of the reasons why I'm having trouble with the St. Augustine during this drought, because it's just raised too high? Instead of it being about 2 inches, it's about 5 inches off the ground, and I've had to put some metal borders around it to contain the dirt underneath the St. Augustine.
So is the St. Augustine above the sidewalk, or is that what you're talking about?
Yes, it's above the sidewalk. I would say about maybe like about 3 to 4 inches above the sidewalk. Yes.
Now that shouldn't hurt anything, except it may, you know, soil may leach out onto your driveway.
Yeah, okay. You want to have a long, you want the grass to be long.
Correct. But you know, it sounds like you got soil just raised up high. There's a little too much soil in relation to the height of the driveway.
Correct.
But still, yeah. Mow tall. The other thing I'll remind everybody that there's different varieties of St. Augustine. I know, like I mentioned, my farm in LaGrange, the St. Augustine there is probably from 40 years ago.
Right.
It's non-hybridized. They've hybridized St. Augustine to make it grow quick and green. Does not have the insect resistance or the drought tolerance that the older varieties of St. Augustine have.
How do you know?
That's something beyond my expertise.
Okay. And if it's beyond John's expertise, then it's really a technical thing. So we get all your questions, Richard?
Yes, I appreciate that. And very interesting topic that y'all are talking about. I thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Richard. Appreciate that. All right, we've got Maureen, we're going to get to you coming up in just a flash. We're going to take care of some business. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, 281-833-3333. This is the Home Show Garden Pros.
Phew! It's another scorching summer. Help your plant and landscape survive with the healing benefits only MicroLife organic fertilizers can supply. Start with MicroLife Multipurpose 624 or Hybrid 2005. Then give your turf some extra love with an application of Humates Plus 004. MicroLife fertilizers have professional-grade ingredients that are 100% slow release and will not burn. MicroLife, healthy soil, healthy plants. Healthy people. MicroLifeFertilizer.com. Mike Ball knows irrigation.
Over 30 years.
He looks at yards, sees issues like underwatering,
dead zones, yellowing, sick trees,
overwatering,
brown patch, weeds, root rot.
Find the healthy balance with Mike Ball Irrigation, Landscaping and Lighting.
Hi, it's Mike. We design and install water-conserving irrigation systems, reducing water waste by 30%, delivering healthier yards and gardens.
Invite Mike Ball Irrigation to review your system.
It's easy, and you'll love the difference.
MikeBallIrrigation.com.
Now, back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
281-833-3333, Home Show Garden Pros. Chad Stevens in for Sandy. We can say the vacationing Sandy. That's okay. And if you have a question for John, give us a call while you're sitting around deciding, do I want to get out there and actually get sweaty and hot and dirty? Yes, you do, because now's the time to do it in the morning. Maureen is on the line. Good morning, Maureen. You got a question for John?
Yes, I do. It's a perfect guest on today. Here's the situation. CenterPoint is working in my subdivision, and when they come, it's when they arrive, you can't really know which day. They just let you know that they're coming, going to do some work.
Sure.
What I've seen is right now that they have created a huge hole on one of my neighbor's property, but my time is coming. So I want to protect the grass because they dig a hole, and I know that I have gumbo under there. And I thought that's an opportune time for me to see if I can get it placed on maybe a tarp or placed on maybe a pallet with a tarp or something there, so that all the nasty stuff I don't want, I can kind of separate with any sort of luck. The other portion is the fact that I need to know how I can protect my grass. In other words, The whole idea with the pallet was not to make the grass die, but I'm thinking, well, if you put a pallet there, that's good. It raises it up, but it's really not allowing any sunlight. If I create enough ruckus at the end, they will give me new sod, and I pretty much think I understand what to do with the new sod, but I'm just trying to get ahead. You know, if there's something I can do to make the project go better, that's what I want to do. I don't mind putting some money into the their project because it'll be saving my lawn. Do you have any idea? And I have no idea how long it'll be an open hole. They do put some netting around it to say, you know, danger, don't be walking here and all
right.
that good stuff. But I need some ideas on what to do to prepare for my lawn to get damaged because it has to, something has to happen.
How
to
big
it.
Is the hole going to be, you think?
Oh, it looks about 9 foot by maybe 4 to 6 foot.
Deep?
And then the no. factor is also that the equipment will sit on my lawn. I'm the starting point for center point, so it could be there an extended time, maybe 4 to 5 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. One of the biggest problems is going to be compaction from all the foot traffic, the machinery they're using, whatever. The only way to do that, you could put plywood down or something, but that's an expensive. It might be just cheaper to wait till they're through, come in, put some trace minerals down, some organic fertilizer like MicroLife, and a few inches of compost, and have them till it in before they put the sod in. That might be the cheapest, easiest way.
Okay, I got the word MicroLife. I'm familiar with that, but you said something else, minerals.
So trace minerals, like a remineralizer. Yeah, we sell it.
Yes, I'm familiar with that now that I focused a little bit. Okay, so you have that product. And
yes.
This is something that you think is reasonable. I don't want to be unreasonable, but, you know, I have a nice lawn.
Sure,
oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Just like when that guy mowed my lawn last year and destroyed it. I was upset.
Yeah, so Karen, so Maureen, if you think it's going to be 5 or 6 weeks they're going to be digging this hole, then, yeah, I don't know if the sod can survive
they
on a pallet.
A few days, maybe.
Yeah, so you best probably want to talk to CenterPoint and say, hey, you could take it all out, but I expect you to buy me some new sod and let me know where you're going to put it down so I can prep it.
And, you know, if it's inside your property, you can ask them to buy the compost and the other stuff to pay the cost. If it's in the easement,
yeah,
then they don't have to.
They don't have to, yeah.
Yeah, no, this particular one is in the easement because somebody came by and, you know, put the orange line
sure.
to guide them for any other things that were there. Utilities is what I'm referring to. But I did, you know, give them a little side money to help me through the first portion of it. And I will do that again, but I appreciate you sharing with me that I could bring up the fact that they need to help me financially somewhat to make some of these purchases. I love your products, John. But
well, thank you.
Like everybody's
absolutely.
Product, if you want quality, you pay quality money. But your result is good. So that's really what matters. Well, you've kind of relieved a little bit of anxiety because I can just work up, you know, into a chivvy.
Absolutely. Maureen, thank you so much for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend. Hope she gets that grass growing again once they do their magic or whatever they're working on. I don't know. Yeah, we had AT&T come through our backyard. Same thing. They had to dig a big hole and put in whatever, some fiber thing, and which we don't use. But, you know, hey, they got to use our yard. They got to use our easement. You got to deal with it, so. That's life in the big city, as they say. 281-833-3333. We got more questions for John Ferguson when we come back to Home Show Garden Pros.
You could spend your whole weekend slogging through that to-do list of chores at home.
Ah!
Or you could go from to-do to done like a boss. Get the help it takes from Houston's go-to guy for the sport of home improvements, Tom Tynan on Home Show Radio.
You've got good advice for people, and I appreciate it.
Coming up next after the Home Show Garden Pros.
And anytime you want.
At homeshowradio.com. Pros you can trust. Tips, advice, videos, and the Home Show podcast. Always on.
Always free.
Homeshowradio.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.